Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Going to the grocery store every week is quite an adventure. Sometimes you stumble upon something you've never seen before and you think, I wonder what that tastes like.
Yes.
And that is how What's in the Bag was developed. What's in the bag?
What's in the bag?
What's in the bag?
And today I have something in the bag because tomorrow is Thanksgiving.
Did you bring a turkey?
I did not bring a turkey, but we were at Whole Foods. And you look very nervous.
Because I know that I'm not going to like this. I already know it.
Look, I spent 15 whole dollars. My wife was like, wait, what are you doing? I'm like, I need to buy this. We need to try it. It is the time to do it because Thanksgiving's tomorrow. And what do we love about Thanksgiving?
Not candied yams.
No, pie.
Oh.
We love pie, right?
Danny and I are like, who's we?
Some would say the top pie would be pumpkin pie.
I agree.
Others would say pecan pie or pecan or pecan, no. Whatever you're saying.
I don't
right.
know.
Apple pie, that's also popular. I found a pie that I have never seen before, and it is perfect for Thanksgiving.
Uh-oh.
What do you guys think it is?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's
is it,
a big
does it involve
pie.
Berries?
No berries are involved in this.
Oh. Is it like some... Oh, I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know you'll love this.
Oh, God.
This is a sweet potato Thanksgiving pie.
And the crowd goes mild.
The crowd goes mild. I knew you guys would hate it. I'm so freaking excited.
You know what the sad thing is? I've actually tried a sweet potato pie before.
Did you like it?
No.
Oh, oh my say, God, it has marshmallows.
Some would say,
oh my God.
It's a smoother, sweeter cousin of pumpkin pie with a little southern swagger.
I hate my life.
Whole Foods, 15 whole dollars. Now you'll notice it's already been cut because Tatum wanted to try it. And my wife did too. And you know, when you drop 15 bones on something, you got to let the family enjoy it as well. But I have not.
Okay, so what did your family think of it?
They thought it was awesome.
Okay, did they also like the candied yams on the
yes,
holiday? Okay.
Yes, they're okay. They're not in love with it as much as I am. At least not my wife, but you know, Tatum definitely is. So I got you a fork and a napkin.
This is gonna be awful.
What are you talking about?
I can't believe that actually has marshmallows on it too.
It's got marshmallows and sweet potatoes and nuts.
Is it a walnut on there?
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah, kind of, wait, you don't like any of this?
I hate nuts.
Do you not like Thanksgiving?
No.
Okay, so you want me to give you a slice?
The smallest slice you can possibly. I don't care if you...
I cut them kind of small.
Oh, I swear to God. You know what the sad thing is that like I halfway feel like Taryn's going to be like, you guys is pretty good.
Danny, you're going to love
it. I just want to smell it.
It smells like a nice pie.
It smells like things I don't like.
Well, look, it's got marshmallows on it and everything. Who doesn't love marshmallows, guys?
Mm-mm.
Danny hates your pie.
Thank you.
I didn't give you a big piece.
No, that is the smallest piece ever. I appreciate it. I don't even need a spoon for this, Steve. It's adorable that you thought this was... needed it.
A sweet potato pie.
We
are all fingering it right now. This is available at Whole Foods in the pie section. Shout out to Whole Foods. Are you guys ready?
I guess.
I'm so fired up. This looks delicious. Look, it's got marshmallows on it. It's got, sweet potato...
It's
pie.
Yeah.
It has pie on it.
Yeah, it smells like brown sugar in there.
All right.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. This is going to be good. It's got a little southern swagger, they say.
Okay, here we go.
All right, here we go. Cheers. Look at Tyron's face.
I know, I just see him.
That is the best $15 I've ever spent.
The best part about it is the graham cracker crust.
That's fantastic.
And that's about...
What are you talking about?
She's going to throw up.
Taryn, one word. How would you describe it?
I don't think she can even say one word. I know, she that's can't why. Get it down.
See, I was being nice. You didn't have to say a full sentence. Just give me one word. She's going for her water. You don't like it? Is it the marshmallows?
It's all of it. It's like so many textures that I don't like. Honestly, the highlight for me, the nut.
Mm. You want me to give you a nuttier one?
I mean, but here's the thing. As somebody that has some weird tendencies when it comes to food and stuff I just really don't like, I do think it's important to try those things that you think you don't like every once in a while, yes, just to confirm that you still do or do not like it.
Some say every 5 years your taste changes.
I can confirm that my tastes have not changed on this crap.
Yeah.
But you go for it, Steve.
You know, honestly, it kind of tastes like a pumpkin pie.
It does.
Well, they say, yeah, it's a smoother, sweeter cousin of a pumpkin pie with a little southern swagger.
I know, but I just thought that it was going to have like a different taste to it. And at that point, I'm like, yeah, just give me a pumpkin pie.
You know what's funny? I don't even taste the marshmallows. And they have a lot of marshmallows on it.
That's the worst part, honestly.
You don't like marshmallows?
I mean, not like this.
They look good. I think this is fantastic. I kind of want to bring it home and bring it to Thanksgiving. But would it be weird to show up to a pie that has three slices missing out of it?
Yeah, you show up and you say, crappy Thanksgiving, everyone.
All right, real quick, let's run down some of these pies. Would you rock with them or not? Mm. Pumpkin pie.
No.
Yes.
Pecan pie.
No.
Nah, fine.
Apple pie.
No.
Wow. Sweet potato pie.
No.
This is the list of the top pies for Thanksgiving. Nope. Cherry pie.
Nope.
No.
Oh, you guys don't like Warren. Blueberry pie.
No.
Jeez, guys, you guys just hate pie?
I'm just really not a pie fanatic.
Or sweets.
What about chocolate cream pie?
Yes.
No. Okay, see, at least Tyron likes a good cream pie. banana cream pie.
Hell no.
I didn't think you would like that one. Key lime pie?
Yes.
No.
Peanut butter pie?
Yes.
Maybe I'd try it.
That might be the only one we all agree on.
Yeah. Especially if they do the little Reese's on top of them. They used to do that at this place called Village Inn in Albuquerque, and I would rock with that.
I think the goat of all pies is the strawberry rhubarb pie.
Yeah.
That's what I want. That's peak pie for me.
Yeah, but that's not a Thanksgiving pie.
No.
It's an anytime pie.
I think it's like more summertime.
I'm having it anytime.
So I guess you guys don't want to bring this home?
No, thank you.
All right. Well, happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving, Steve.
The Daily Mix Show.
This year, we have a goal of putting 2,500 coats on local children in need through Coats for Kids. It's an awesome partnership that we do every year with the Washington State Council of Firefighters. And we have the goal is $50,000, and we have already been making some great progress in that direction.
Yes, indeed. Thanks to Rockaholics like Eric Asmussen, who donated $25. Nicole Vera Cruz donated $25 as well. Tamara Plummer, $25. Also, $25 puts a brand new coat on a kid in need. If you don't have $25, you can throw in $5, $10, whatever you've got. Or if you've got more than $25, of course, you know, $50, $100, $200. The Rockaholics have already started up with their generosity, and we can't appreciate them enough.
It is adding up so quickly already, and you can make a difference at KISW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.